Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a sixth teenager charged following a counter-terror operation in Sydney. King Charles III to return to public duties following a period of cancer treatment. And in football, the Central Coast Mariners gear up to face a tough challenge against the Newcastle Jets. With all the latest SBS News, I'm Hannah Kwan. New South Wales police say a sixth teenager has been charged following counter-terrorism raids that took place earlier this week in Western Sydney. The 15-year-old who was in police custody was charged with conspiring to engage in any act in preparation for or planning a terrorist act. He has not been granted bail and will appear before the court today. Police had earlier charged another five teenage boys aged between 14 to 17 with terrorism-related offences following the stabbing of an Orthodox Christian bishop in a Wakeley church last week. The investigation is ongoing and police have called for anyone who may have information relating to the incident to come forward. Faraz Tahir, a security guard at Westfield Bondi Junction and one of the six victims of Queensland man Joel Couchy, has been laid to rest at a cemetery in Riverstone. Friends and family, both from Australia and overseas, gathered on Friday to bid their final farewells to Faraz, who was lethally stabbed during the April 13 attack. The 30-year-old refugee who sought asylum in Australia after fleeing persecution in Pakistan in 2022 was on his first day shift at the complex when Queensland man Joel Couchy began attacking people. A blood donation service will soon be set up in Faraz's name. Fellow security guard Muhammad Taha, who was with Faraz at the time of the attack and also attended the funeral service, says he remembers his final words.
When the incident happened, people were shouting and screaming. We were trying to save people at that time. And his last words were, let's find out what's going on.
King Charles III will shortly return to public-facing duties after a period of treatment following his cancer diagnosis. A statement from Buckingham Palace said to help mark the milestone, the King and Queen will make a joint visit to a cancer treatment centre next Tuesday, where they will meet medical specialists and patients. The visit will be the first in a number of external engagements His Majesty will undertake in the weeks ahead. And an inquiry has heard Victoria needs to recognise and fund all of its Aboriginal nations and clans. Indigenous Elder Gary Murray has told the Yurok Justice Commission the Aboriginal Heritage Council needs to recognise what he identifies as at least 38 Aboriginal nations in the state. He says only 11 Aboriginal Victorian nations are currently recognised as registered Aboriginal parties or RAPs. Gary Murray also told the Commission ancestral remains being held in museums should be repatriated.
But at the moment, the RAPs are funded, the native title groups are funded. They're getting good, they're getting strong, they're getting outcomes. But those unfunded groups are left in no man's land.
Taking a look at sport now, and in football, the Central Coast Mariners will need to leave celebrations to the side if they hope to keep their chances of winning the A-League Men's Premier title alive. The Mariners will face a tough challenge as they take on the Newcastle Jets today, with a win giving them the lead over Wellington Phoenix at the top of the ladder. It comes just days after their AFC triumph on Wednesday, when a 3-0 win over Abdish Attakant saw them become the first Australian team to advance to the Asian tournament's final. Defender Storm Roo says the team is used to the pressure of playing in two competitions.
We found it pretty easy. I guess we've done it quite a bit this season. It takes some adjusting, but we're used to it. Been doing it quite often, so it's not too big an adjustment.
And that is all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.